Hey, let's go inside the huddle.
Let's do it.
Let's go inside the huddle. Every Thursday we do that inside the huddle with the former Detroit Lion, Jake Nordine of First Aid Agency. Hey, Jake, have you had any problems with your lateral tibial plateau?
Not that I can remember. No, I think that has been fine in my career.
Yeah, I think if you had a problem, they would have let you know about it.
Yeah, right? They definitely would have let me know about that one.
Worst injury you ever sustained as an athlete?
Oh, good question. Probably my senior year, fifth game of the senior year of my college career. We were at Ball State. I was blocking a blitzing linebacker. And playing my leg, the DN came around from the other side to dive for Garrett Wolf and broke my fibula and tore everything in my ankle to end my season as a senior at NIU. So that was probably the worst one I ever sustained.
Wow, then when you're sprinting championships in track, it took that right out too, didn't it?
Yeah, it took my 4A 40 right out the window on the 100 meters, that's for sure.
You played for the Lions. What do you suppose they're thinking there in Detroit after their loss there on a 61-yard field goal on Monday?
Unbelievable. Well, they're thinking that they need to stop turning the ball over so much. That's what they're thinking right now. They have the most talent, I think, in the NFL right now on the offensive side, and the mistakes are just killing them. And, you know, obviously a 61-yard field goal, who would ever suspect, but give it up to Tucker for making six of those that game and having a 53-yarder, I believe, before that mm-hmm. one, which is just absolutely phenomenal. I mean, it kind of takes the air right out of the sails. But, you know, they still have a shot. They got to win out, obviously, and have some magic happen with Green Bay and Chicago. But, a frustrating loss, that's for sure, last weekend.
Now, the last couple of weeks, Matthew Stafford hasn't played the way that we're used to seeing Matthew Stafford play. When you're watching him, is he doing something different that he's not putting up those numbers, or do you just chalk it up to a bad couple of weeks?
You know, I think it's a little both. I think his mechanics, you know, he's kind of gone non-traditional here in the past couple of years. He's kind of always had that motion. To say that he's been a little bit lax in that could be a little bit of it. But, you know, I just think maybe it's been a couple of bad weeks as well. You know, he's bound to turn it back up. And, you know, Kelvin had some uncharacteristic drops last week, which, you know, you never see him do. And so I really think this next 2 weeks, you know, they're going to come together and they're going to need to. You know, they're going to need to in order to, you know, have that shot to go to the playoffs. But I think you're going to see something special here in the next couple of weeks with the Lions on the offensive side.
How much of it is mental at this point for them, having been in control of the division, to controlling their own destiny, as we like to say, to now needing help to get into the playoffs? How much of that at this point are players hearing, and how much can that affect them?
You know, the coaches have always said, I've been on teams that, you know, it's you got to do your job. You can't really control what other people are doing. You can't control what the team's going to do. What you can control is, you know, the guy next to you and, you know, playing every single snap. That's what you can control. I think these next 2 weeks, they just have to go out, play loose, and play Lions football like they're playing in the beginning and middle of the season, where they're putting up those astronomical numbers. Reggie was running and catching for, you know, close to 200 yards a game on a couple of those games this year. So I think they just need to go out, play Lions football how they, you know, were playing when they were winning, and get a couple W's to end the season well, one way or the other, whether they make the playoffs or not. But, you know, they can finish up on a great note either way.
Is the head coach toast?
No, I don't think so. I think Jim's a great coach. I hope he's not. I think he's done a phenomenal job changing that program around, changing Lions Nation around. There's been so much hype in the past 4 years, and you see the stands. You know, I remember when obviously we were 0-16, and then that following year, the stands were half full. You know, now that they got some marketing, you know, going in there with Jim being always out in the face of the Lions, he's done a great job of bringing the Lions fans back into Detroit, back into Michigan, and having that pride back there. And I certainly hope he doesn't. I think he's great. I think he's put in some great offensive defense coordinators there that have done a great job themselves. And so I really hope that he sticks around there.
It's Inside the Huddle with Jake Nordine of First Aid Agency, joining us every Thursday here on Sports Talk with Craig and Chris. I was going to ask Matt Khalil this. We just had Matt on the program a little bit ago. I was going to ask him this. I forgot. So I'll ask you. Do linemen, after they give up a sack, or maybe even running backs or tight ends, if they give up a sack to the quarterback, do they come back and say they're sorry to the quarterback that they gave up a sack?
I remember I used to, even in college, because, you know, when you have one of those lookout blocks where you're turning around and yelling at, you know, at with Castle, you know, for Khalil, that look out, you feel kind of bad because you see he's getting crunched and he's not used to that. He's not throwing up the weights that you are in the weight room. So
is it better to say you're sorry or just don't say a word?
You know, for me personally, I would say, you know, my bad or sorry and just keep going. I could see the glare in his eyes, the red fuming, you know, and maybe buy him something after the game. But, no, you know, you always feel bad. He knows that obviously you didn't mean to do that and, you know, let's get him next play, you know, type of thing. But, you know, I think for the most part, people, you know, if you have that relationship with that quarterback, you just let them know that was my bad. You know, I'll get them back next time. So,
Jake, did you see the hit that was put on that Cincinnati punter last week?
Yes, I did.
Now, the NFL is coming out now and saying that they are defenseless players. Is that, I mean, once they kick the ball and you start running downfield, aren't they at the mercy, just like every other player? I mean, what separates them being a defenseless player? I'm not sure what that means with them.
Well, in my personal opinion, you play football, there's no defenseless player out there. I mean, if they're going to start saying that, you might just put on the red jersey and say that they're hurt just like they do in practice, and they're not allowed to touch them. I don't get this. I understand that we're going for safety, but at the same time, everybody signs the same contract in the NFL or when you're going to college. You're going to play a sport. Obviously, you're playing different positions in this sport, but it's a physical, it's a barbaric game that we play, and stuff like this happens. That's why we're out there. You know what you're getting yourself into. And so for me, even on the offensive side, when I see all these defensive guys getting flagged, I personally don't believe it's right. I believe in the whole game of football, you know, the clean hits, obviously the clean hits, you know, not the dirty hits or anything like that. But saying that guys are defenseless and, you know, now you have a 2-foot window on people to hit them, you know, it's kind of getting away what, you know, football is all about. And, you know, I think there's other ways to protect players, you know, but saying, you know, specific players are defenseless, I'm not all for that.
Inside the Huddle with Jake Nordin of First Aid Agency here in Sports Talk with Craig and Chris. Of course, safety and protection, a lot different off the field than on the field there, Mr. Nordin. Can you help us out with that?
Yes, absolutely, especially this time of year when we've had some 40-degree weather and, you know, now it's 70-degree weather today. So, you know, just be safe out there. We just want to say happy holidays to all the listeners out there for KWSN and the Sioux Falls area. Just be safe going from families to friends' houses. And, you know, if you are looking for or interested in getting quotes for your home and auto or businesses this time of season, please don't hesitate to call us at First Aid Agency, 275-4041. You can also look us up online, www.fsa-insurance.com.
Jake, Merry Christmas to you. It'll be a couple of weeks before we talk to you again, since we'll be kind of off and on over the next 2 weeks. We wish you the best. Are you picking your lines this weekend?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Couldn't go away from them. But I think the more important game this year, this week, which I'm really looking forward to, is that New Orleans Panthers game. That's my game of the week, and I'm really excited about that one.
You know, why is it that away from the Superdome, New Orleans is like a completely different team? I mean, they got beat by the Rams last week on the road. The Superdome, they're almost unbeatable. But what is it when a team goes on the road like that? Are they just not built to win away from New Orleans?
You know, it's interesting because when they won it that year, they did a phenomenal job on the road. And so whatever it is this year, they've been embarrassed a couple times on the road. And so, you know, now we're getting into, you know, the last weeks of the season. This is preparing them, you know, to figure out, because they're going to be on the road. I mean, unless they win out and some chips fall where they may, they might have a, a home game, but, you know, they're going to be on the road for the playoffs, and so this is going to be a true test for them. I know that they put in a new left tackle and a new kicker, you know, so hopefully, you know, that helps them out. But, you know, my Cinderella team this year has been the Panthers. They've done an absolute phenomenal job and really come around, and that head coach Rivera has done a great job with that team. And I think this is going to be a good game because New Orleans, they can't afford to lose, and, you know, Panthers have something to prove here this year and coming into the playoffs. So I think it's going to be a fun game for everybody to watch this week.
For a free quote on insurance, 275-4041. 275-4041. Get a hold of Jake. He will certainly help you out. Hey, Jake, thanks for the time. Merry Christmas. We'll talk to you in early 2014.
Merry Christmas, guys. Have a great holiday.
All right, there you go.
Thanks, Jake
Nordine of First Aid Agency. Again, call him at 275-4041.